Alaska Congressman Don Young showed no enthusiasm for Donald Trump during the presidential campaign. But with President-elect Trump a few weeks from his swearing-in and a new Democratic minority leader in the Senate, Young is looking at the big picture and hoping for better days ahead. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
Speaking in his Washington office before Congress went on Christmas break, Young struck a Trumpian note. The congressman says the country doesn't produce enough.
We're just become a nation of really nothing. It's the old Roman collapse. Same thing happened in the Roman Empire. Everybody ran around red and ate grapes and red and went to plays and played games and did all kinds of silly things.
Young says Americans felt something was wrong that their leaders weren't addressing, which he says is the message of the 2016 election.
And how satisfied are you that Mr. Trump is planning to set us on a new course?
I think he's done well with his appointees right now. And of course, the liberal media screaming bloody murder.
Trump's pick for Interior Secretary, Representative Ryan Zinke, differs with Young over federal land policy. Young wants to give more away. But he praises the Montana congressman's dedication to streamlining development on public lands. Anyway, Young says the more important decision is who will run the agencies within Interior.
He has to appoint the appropriate undersecretaries, BLM, Fish and Wildlife, Park Service, people that will follow the lead of the president and the Congress.
Looking back at 2016, Young says he's pleased with the defense bills Congress passed.
We reestablished again, I think, the importance of Alaska, troop retention, pay raises for military.
Young counts several land conveyances to state and local governments among his accomplishments. He says the water development bill Congress passed will further harbor projects in Alaska.
Biggest accomplishment, of course, is working, getting little problems solved for little people. And they're big problems to them, they're little problems on the scale of things.
It's not as visible as lawmaking, but Congress members devote a lot of staff time to untangling the individual problems of their constituents, with Social Security, the VA, or other corners of the federal bureaucracy.
There's nothing better, makes me feel better when I pick up the phone and ask, why is this happening? Because then they say, uh-oh, I better check it. And they'll find out a lot of times they don't have any grounds. They're just doing it. And that makes the constituent happy. You know, I mean, that's what I've tried to do.
Which helps explain another of Young's accomplishments in 2016, getting reelected to a 23rd term. Now he'll be the second most senior House member behind Democrat John Conyers of Michigan. Young's biggest frustration of 2016, he named the Senate.
Anything we passed over there, they stopped. That's not a good thing. I mean, we are the spokesman for the people. The House of Representatives is a spokesman of the people, and they should at least be listened to. It.
Young says he hopes the new minority leader, Charles Schumer of New York, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell can break the Senate logjam. Otherwise, Young predicts more political upheaval in the 2018 elections. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.